Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it is me. It is I, Sugarlicious. How is everyone tonight? This is my second show. Can you believe it? Last show really, really went well. I had so much fun. My new Gamma Rose sisters just really did a job. They were like doing their thing. What can I say? So how's everybody? And I hope everybody's weekend, if I really care. No, I care. Okay, let me stop. I care. How was everyone's weekend? Was it great? Was it fun? How was it? Tell me. My weekend was absolutely fabulous. I had a really, really good time. I spent some time with my family, real-life family, very, very briefly because I can't deal with them too long. And then after that, I actually had a meeting with my new Gamma Rose sisters. Those of you who don't play Second Life and, again, are asking about new Gamma Rose, as I said before, you would need to log in. It is www.secondlife.com. The game is free. It's not really a game. I guess it's more of a social networking thing, something like that. You know, I mean, one day we'll sit down and we'll chat about it and we'll talk about it and we'll discuss it exactly what it is. I have some guests tonight. I had one guest. His name was Victor, and he reneged on me. No, actually, he had something else to do, so that was understandable. But he was going to talk about kinky boots. Kinky boots. Yeah, he was going to talk about kinky boots. So right now, Victor, if you're listening, hello, darling. Hello, I'm doing the show alone. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, like I said, I had a really good weekend. Kind of some madness for a minute, but hey, you know how your girl is. I basically bounce back really, really, really swiftly, and I ignore a lot because I have to, because that's me. That's the Samster. Anyway, I just got some really good news. I will share it with you, I guess, after tomorrow, something I just did the application on and found out about. So I'm kind of excited about that. But like I said, I'll share the news with you after tomorrow, after I find out a little bit more about it. Also, what else I wanted to tell you? God, my mind just went blank. Not that it takes long for my mind to go blank, because my mind's always going blank, but my mind actually went blank right now. I can't believe it. Wow. Jeez. What kind of talk show is this that your mind goes blank, right? Well, let me bring my first guest on. She is a young lady that I have really grown to actually really love. She's funny. She's crazy. She is crazy. I think she's bona fide mental, but she's really, really funny. She has a really good personality. I actually have known her for a little while, and these past couple of days, I've really, like, grown to, like, really know her a lot more, and she's, like, one of my type of people. You know, I like crazy people, so she's one of my type of people because she is crazy. I'm just waiting for her to call in. By the way, I'm going to have a show for Real Life Crowd probably in another about 2 weeks, and I'm going to have a person here who is a masseuse, a real-life masseuse. This is real world, people, a real-life masseuse, and he's going to talk to you about relaxation, what you can do at work, how you can relax a little bit or what have you. He's going to talk about that, and once he talks about that, two lucky people will get a spa treatment. Yeah. In real life. Yes. Can you believe it? So they're going to get a spa treatment in real life, and I think that's going to be really, really great. I'm looking forward to that show because he promises that he's going to really tell my listeners how to relax because we all need to do that. I'm always a bundle of, like, ugh, my neck, my back, It's always some issue with me. I swear, I think I feel so much older than what I am because it's like every time I look up or every time I move, there's a new, like, problem. And he was telling me it could be my bed or my pillows, which I never would have thought about that. It could be an issue. Your bed or your pillow could be an issue. So he's going to talk to us about that, about how it's always good to get good supportive pillows and all that other good stuff. And believe me, I'm just rambling right now till my caller calls. I'm rambling. I mean, everybody's like, God, Sugar, really? I mean, like, really? You're going to ramble till she calls? I have actually a couple of guests that are going to call. So I guess I'm doing dolo tonight. And you know I can do some dolo. Yeah. Well, I am actually talking to another sister of mine who maybe she may even come on the show. And that would be great if she does too. People are like, God, so she has no topic tonight again. Wow, I am really not doing good right now. I'm trying to type and my computer is like freezing on me. How dare you, computer? How dare you freeze on me? Listen, people, I am really serious right now. This is a serious moment in my life. I'm trying to conduct a business with you people, and you guys are just not being right and nice to me tonight. I'm getting a couple of callers who I'm not going to answer because you're pissing me off. Okay, let me stop. Okay, seriously. It's been a really rough day today. It really has been a rough day. That's the reason why I guess I'm, like, in one of those moods where I'm kind of, like, F it, seriously, because it's been, like, one of those moody days for me where you know how you go to the job and you're in a good mood and the first fucker that comes in your face and says, "Hi, happy Monday," you're like, fuck you. Like, you're in a good mood before they said happy Monday. You're in a, like, a really good mood, and then once they said happy Monday, you're like, yeah, what the fuck's so happy about it? Hey, if you knew, oh, God, I can't even tell you about my job. I have a gag order. It's one of those jobs that if you speak about it, once you leave the premises, you could be fired. So I can't. I mean, I would love to sit here and tell you some good stories about my job, but I can't. Maybe what I'll do is I'll have someone else come on and pretend like it's their job, and then they can discuss it, and then I won't get in trouble for it. Hey, I'm just trying to entertain. Okay, I've got a caller. Okay, here we go. So I let them hold on for a minute? Because normally what I do is I let them hold on for a minute, you know, and they hear me saying this too, and they're probably like, you know, this bitch. No, I'll stop. Okay. All right, I'm being nice. Caller, you are on the line with me. How are you?
This bitch had me on hold. telling people she's going to have me. I don't like you. You just irritated me.
She loves me.
Not about this
she
life
loves
today.
Me.
Not about this life today.
She loves me.
Hi, everybody.
She's waving. Everybody, she's doing
I
the
am.
Princess
I really
wave.
Am. I really am. I'm a queen.
Tell them who you are.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rima, or Bomshi, even though you guys mispronounce my name all the time. That's fine. I understand. You're not African. You won't get it. It's fine. I understand. Okay. Oh, and I'd just like to say happy Monday, because you people are some pessimistic individuals. Let me tell you why you should be happy it's Monday, because I swear, as long as I've been born, Monday comes after Sunday every week, and you people bitch about it every week.
Yeah.
You should be happy when it's Monday, because this means
why?
You have to wait a whole another 6 days before it's Monday again. What you mean? What you mad for? It's only 1 week.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm just saying.
This is her thoughts, people. This is why I love her so much, because this is how she thinks. She thinks like crazy like I do, except for I hate Mondays. Mondays is not my days, and I've told you that. I don't like Mondays. Mondays are fucked up. And I wonder why
Monday.
I even do my shows on Monday.
You probably hate Mondays because you wake up thinking you hate Mondays. That's how that goes.
That's true. That is correct.
Everybody loves Friday because y'all just wake up saying it's Friday. To me, Friday is the worst fucking day ever.
I don't like Friday.
Everyone's like, it's Friday. I'm going to go party. Do you understand how many people have that Friday party mentality? Y'all all just want to go do shit, so y'all are half-assing your work. You don't pay attention in class. You wonder what the fuck the professor's talking about. Excuse my language. Then you got a final on Monday. Now you bitching because Monday's coming. But, honey, you should have been paying attention on Friday. Oh, but we hate Monday, though.
I don't like
and we
Friday.
Forgot we acted
I like
on Thursday.
Sundays.
Okay.
Sundays are my day. Sunday, I swear, Sunday is my favorite day. It really, really is. It's a relaxing day. I get to go to church. I get to repent all the sins that I know I shouldn't have done and talk about how I shouldn't have done them. And God bless me, and I'll do them, never do them again. And then come Monday, I do them again. So, yeah. My dear, you had a topic that was rather interesting.
Oh, yes. I'm actually writing about it, and Sinai might kill me because I don't know if I'm supposed to discuss it, but I will anyway. So our topic is charities in SL, and how do you know that they're going to the actual charity? And before we say that, wait, I have a story. This isn't SL. This is IMV, but I'll tell it anyway. So everybody knows I'm passionate about an organization called To Write Love on Her Arms, right? And the reason I am passionate about it is because I helped co-found a chapter at University of Texas at Austin, took 'em. And then from there on out, I was really into it. I got into it, like, head in. I learned all kinds of things. I got packets for days. I have slideshows for days. And to me, it's just a great organization because it raises awareness on suicide, self-harm, self-injury, all that other fun stuff. And, you know, it basically teaches people that there's nothing to be ashamed of. You're not the only person who goes through it. Because a lot of people, everyone, there's a difference between being depressed and going through depression. There's a big difference. Just like there's a big difference between being anxious and having anxiety. People don't know this. And so there's all these stigmas around it. And when I think the only thing that really got me hooked because of what I was going through freshman year in college, but also because I come to find out majority of the people with these issues are minorities. But that's besides the point. So when I was on IMVU, I was in a sorority there too, and I was like, I really want this to be our platform. So it was. And we did a fashion show fundraiser. And, I mean, we, like, went out of our way to find people to make stuff and bathing suits, and we sold these bathing suits. And when we're trying to get designers, because we basically told them, we will pay you for your design, you can either choose to put the template under our name, and we give you a base pay, or you can donate one, or you can put it in your catalog and give us, like, off the top, 10% of the sales, or just give us $2,000, period. So some people were like, yeah, sure, you know, because we give them the links, we make them research it and all this other stuff. We showed them the proof that we're turning it in to a certain website and all this other stuff, right? Some people went apeshit talking about that's not even a real organization. Y'all are just trying to get me out of my money. You just want to steal my templates. You want this, you want that. And it's like I was looking at SL, and a lot of people do, you know, your basic fundraisers, AIDS. Does anyone do anything other than AIDS? AIDS, sexual abuse?
Yeah, cancer. Cancer.
Cancer. A few,
cancer,
I
AIDS.
Know a few. I know, like, for a while, we did, what is it? Oh, it's an A name. This is so funny. When I remember this, it's going to be really, really funny. You know the disorder Alzheimer's.
Oh, we're Alzheimer's.
On Alzheimer's.
And you forgot what it was.
Right. So that's
what
people
do,
like,
again?
The basic stuff.
All what?
All right? I don't know. But I feel like you don't necessarily know the money is going to go here. And a lot of people are like, I don't want to give you all my money. And then y'all are just like keeping the money for yourself. So how do you know where this money is going? What's your guarantee? What's your proof?
I think most of the time, I think you're right about that, because how do you really know where it's going is one reason why I kind of like lag on doing certain things. I think in some cases where the cancer and the AIDS, there's a kiosk that is supposed to be connected to the actual organization. But then again, who owns the kiosk? You know, I know of, I think it was, there was another sorority that did something for a sickle cell, and she actually took the money and reverted it and the linens into cash and sent it to them. But that's a pain in the butt to have to do that. You know, you would like for it to go directly to them, but you're right. How do you know that it's legit? I mean, do you contact the people themselves? I mean, I'm sure that a lot of organizations would love to have a kiosk in Second Life, you know, because people are a lot of people are very generous. They don't mind giving. You know, I have diabetes, and I would love to have a diabetes kiosk, you know, in Second Life and have it, you know, have a event and have that recognized. But you're right. How do you know? You'd have to entrust the person that's taking that money. And the thing is, when you go somewhere and you're putting money in, you're thinking to yourself, oh, yeah, it's going to go to this place. I think it's once at American Society of Heart Disease, I think was one that was just done. And it, basically they just had a box that had, you know, the American Society of Heart Disease
put
on
your
the
money
box.
Here.
And you're just basically paying the box. Right. And I'll admit,
right.
I put money in there because, you know, you get hyped up. You're thinking, oh, yeah, I want to see my name across the thing to say that I donated. I wanted to see the Sugarlicious donated. But the truth of the matter is, do you know where your money is going? Because once it's gone, that's it.
That's right. That's out of your hands. But see, that's
right.
The thing, because I'm not Christian, but let me go on record as saying, because I'm Muslim, but my religion, you know, charity is charity. You don't give charity with doubt. You don't give charity and wonder, just like you see a homeless person. Let me go off topic for a second. I positively hate when I see people ignore homeless people like they don't exist. You can say no thank you to them, or you can say, I'm sorry, I don't have anything. I hate when people look at them like they don't exist, when people make smart remarks like, oh, you're going to spend it on booze anyway. If you're not going to give money, don't give money because you have your doubts. You're entitled to that.
Right.
But you don't need to be rude. Just like on SL, if you see an event and you're not going to give money because you're unsure and you have no way of making sure, please don't be disrespectful to anybody, to anybody's organization, and go off. I understand you want to state your opinion, but there's a time and place. So just say, no, thank you, you're not interested. Or do it anyway with faith that it's going to go there because, you know, whatever your religion is, that's still your blessing because the intent was there. Even if you don't know where it's going, because if it doesn't go where it's supposed to go, then that's on that person. But my personal thing is, I personally feel like when you send money to an organization, take a screenshot and, like, send it to the people who donated. Because on SL, it has the thing for people who pay you money, right? You have
right,
a spreadsheet
it does.
For people who give you money. So just like the people who gave you money for that, after that's over, copy that or download it to your computer. When you send it out or do whatever you're doing with it, take the screenshot. You don't have to. I'm just saying it's an idea. You don't need to. You don't need anything to prove, but I'm saying. And then while we're on that topic, for the people who refuse to donate money and on SL because they're like, oh, you guys aren't going to give money, let me just break it down for a second because this is something that really bothers me, and I'm going to get it out. This is old, too, so it's pent up. For a while there, everybody and their mama was talking about Kony 2012. Kony 2012. Nobody understood how that Kony shit irritated me to my core. It irritated me. This is why. I am a refugee, right? I was born in Sierra Leone. I was there till I was 6 when the war started. Then I had to take me, well, my mom took me, and we went to Guinea-Bissau, then we went to Gambia, then we went to UK, then we came here. So I've seen the whole people coming in Africa, rebels coming because first they were poor, then they got tired, decided they wanted to do something. And because a lot of them didn't get education, you have somebody who's educated taking over and taking charge, and there's someone on top of them, someone on top of them, someone on top of them, someone on top of them. And on top of all that, hate to be racist, is a rich white man in Europe. Not going to be funny. And so that's the case with our country. That was the case with, that's still the case with Congo. That was the case with Rwanda. That was the case with Cameroon. That's the case with a lot of African countries. So when this Kony shit happened and people were diverting money and funds to go get Kony, do you understand how stupid and asinine that is? You want money to go find this man. You understand when you find him, he's most likely going to get asylum, just like Charles Taylor
right.
did. They're going to get
exactly.
asylum. They're going to tell you they're in prison, but they have this nice big compound in asylum for them and their family. Then as soon as they leave, there's going to be another one that takes their place. You don't get rid of these people. For all that money, y'all diverted to find Kony and to buy Kony
That's
shirts
true.
And all this other shit. Y'all could have diverted that money and found a way to get it to the children. Because all that money y'all like sending, talking about I'm helping children in Africa, you need to stop and think about how much of that money gets taken away for war efforts in Africa. And guess what? It's not going to no Red Cross. It's going to whichever rebel is in charge of that country, whichever one is in charge of gun cartels and all this other stuff. I'm not saying don't donate money. I'm just saying be smart about what you donate money to, period. Whether it's SL, whether it's RL, You have the right to have the same equal doubts. So don't bring that BS and say, oh, just because it's SL, I don't know where my money is going to go, because that's bull. You don't know where it's going to go regardless.
I think
yeah,
a lot of times when people do give money, I think they give it to make themselves feel better. Just like you said with the
uh-huh.
with the T-shirts and everything, it's like they feel like they're supporting, they're trying to make themselves feel better about the bullshit that they're going through. It's like, oh, I helped. Oh, I helped. I did something. Yes, I did something.
Uh-huh.
The truth of the matter is you didn't do anything. You really just made the person that's accepting the money a little bit richer. And I totally agree with you when you say the fact that somebody else will take the person's place. That's no
uh-huh.
matter where you are. Someone else is going to take the person's place. You think a dictator or whomever dies out, someone is right there to step
Another
right back
I
in
think.
Their shoes.
Right.
Someone is right.
So
there
to
is
me,
that
that's all confusing.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Now, I try to, when you said about the homeless, I'll admit, you know, I usually ignore them. And the reason why I ignore them, and I'm going to put you on spot right there, husband of mine. Angel, who lives in New York, has a lot of people, he says, that pretend to be homeless. Now, Callie...
Uh-huh.
I don't know, could be the same way. But one day I saw a guy, said he was a veteran. He had no legs, and you could tell he was at his knees. And it looked like he had no legs, so I gave him some money. I felt really bad. I gave him some money. I actually gave him a $20 bill. I just got paid, and I could afford it. I had a little bonus, so I gave him a $20 bill. He was like, oh, bless you, bless you. I felt good about me. You know, when I walked in the store, I was whistling, and like, yeah, I did something. You know, it may not have been much, but this guy's going to eat tonight. Okay, so fine. So about a month later, I'm pulling up into the car to get some gas. The guy is there, girl, in a Mercedes, same guy, in a Mercedes, and he's putting about $100 worth of gas in his Mercedes. Now, mind you, I had to take a double look because when I saw him, he was, of course, had dirty clothes on. And, you know, I saw him at the point where he's sitting down, so I couldn't – he looked like he had no legs. So I'm standing there, and I'm sure he's going, why is this bitch looking at me? And I'm staring at him for the longest.
And you just knew you
did
something for humanity.
It's not possible.
Girl,
he was a Mercedes. I don't even drive a freaking Mercedes. If you're going to drive a Mercedes, you're begging for money?
You just did something good for humanity right there.
What I should have asked for my damn $20 back when he's putting that $100 in his damn gas tank. That's what I should have done. And because of that, that has made me kind of, what word would I use? I don't want to say mad. Yeah. Well, I don't trust.
You saw
one time I had this lady and I felt like shit because when I saw her, I started digging in my purse. She says, oh, no, I don't need anything from you. I just wanted to smile at you and tell you that you have a beautiful day. I felt so little because my first reaction was digging in my purse when she spoke. And you could tell she was, you know, raggedy, like she was homeless. And that was my first reaction, to give her a dollar and get her out of my damn face. Because she was like, how are you? How's things going? I'm like, okay, she's smoking all the dollar. Hey, yeah, let's get it over with. And she was like, no, I don't want that. I just wanted to tell you how, you know, say hello and have a wonderful day. I felt so small, Rima, because I'm thinking, damn, my mentality when I saw her was that mentality. The first thing I wanted to do was just get rid of her. I didn't want to see her. I just wanted to give her some money and just get her out of my face. And I felt bad
for
that.
That's actually the
issue. But not bad enough.
That's why y'all do. Not bad enough to give her money.
But I hate I feel that way. I hate I feel that
way. Well, it happens. I just think a lot of people, you don't need to become apathetic to this situation because, I mean, let's just be honest, that does happen. And there are people who are bad enough to know that they can work on somebody's sympathy and they can work on
right.
your heart and they can look at you and tell you lies. But at the end of the day, one thing you have to remember, you don't do it because, like you just said, people do it because it makes them feel better. When you watch that stupid dog commercial, I don't care who feels bad about that animal commercial. I never feel bad. I don't. I'm sorry. So when people watch that commercial and the dogs are all sick and stuff,
hey, a lot of my listeners are animal lovers. She didn't mean that. She didn't mean that, animal lover. She really didn't.
I'll tell you why I meant it. Y'all look at these pictures. I'm going to tell you why people do charities. This is why y'all do charities. When you look at those animals and they're sick and they don't have tails and they're limping and then you got in the arms of you and you just want to cry. Let me tell you why you shouldn't be crying at that commercial. You can give money if you want to give money, but please note that that commercial is meant to tug at your heartstrings. It's meant to make you feel guilty. So you go ahead and open your wallet. But then when people open their wallets for this, y'all don't think about the fact that in your state, in your city, you have a whole bunch of kids who go to bed. They don't have no food. Instead, y'all sit there talking about how they're so bad, they're so this. Y'all don't think about that. Y'all don't think about the fact that half your kids go to schools where their books are from 2000 and it's currently 2013. But y'all want to pay for some dang dogs and cats and all this stuff. Not saying that's bad, but I'm saying we already have an overpopulation of cats. I'm just saying before anybody gets mad. So before, you give charity to wherever you want to give charity to, but please understand that each commercial you see, whether it's the Diabetes Foundation, which I kind of am partial to because I have so many family members and friends who have diabetes, that's what it's meant for. You see the kids with cancer, St. Jude's. I remember I used to cry when I'd watch those commercials and beg my mom, who was already broke, can you please give them $2, $3, $40? That's what it's meant for. So you're going to feel bad, and then you're going to do it, and you're going to feel like, oh, I just did something. I feel great about my life because I just gave money. But you're not giving money because you care. You're giving money because they made you feel bad. And now you feel like you need to make yourself feel better. I'm just saying. A lot of people, that's why you give money.
I have to partially agree with you on that. I mean, I think you're partially right. But I think a lot of reasons why people are so quick to give money to people who are overseas in different countries, I think, is because you as an American does not want to believe that this is happening here when it is. There are children going hungry in this country. There are people who are homeless in this country. There are dogs at the dog shelter, if you want to talk about that, or they are, you know, the pound, that need those funds. Uh-huh. But I think when people think, oh, it couldn't happen here, you know, let me go ahead and spread out some money so those people in other countries can feel better, when you don't realize that you have to deal with your own backyard and clean your own backyard up first before you start looking at the neighbor's backyard. That's the problem. We don't want to believe it. We don't want to see it. So when you do something like that, you feel good about it. Oh, I'm helping another country out. When the fact of the matter is, you need to help your own self out first. I can't do anything for you if I'm not doing it for myself, which is stupidity, but a lot of people don't think that way. And you're absolutely right. The commercials mm-hmm. are driven to make you feel like shit. Because I won't even watch those dogs.
It's horrible.
I won't watch them. I have a cat. I have a cat who I know who's planning to kill me, but that's a different show. So what I've done is, I basically, when I see stuff like that, I'll look at her and say, that could be you. You have a good home here.
Keep praying.
Don't fuck it up. That
right.
could be you. That could be you right there. You could be homeless, and you could be sick like that. You realize, and my cat looks at me like, yeah, whatever. But that could be you. That could be you. But seriously, that's why I don't watch them, because they do. They tug at my heart. They really do. I mean, no sense of lying about it. It tugs at
that's
your
true.
Heart, and that's what it's meant to do. It's meant to make you feel like shit. I remember me and Lala was talking one time about there was this lady that they did undercover. She was all, you know, scrunched up in her back and walking all like, you know, like she was all, you know, deformed and everything. And they caught her on tape driving her car, putting her costume on, and then going down the street. And me and Lala was like, what? We were making comments back and forth on Facebook like, this cannot be happening. But it is happening. It happens a lot. It's like what I said with the guy with the Mercedes. You know, that's what makes my heart harden towards people who I see that they're probably really homeless, but I just don't believe it anymore. I'm
but
not saying everybody's
case, then,
full of shit.
Right, but a lot are. But I don't know. Like, to me, I sometimes, like, when I was on the drag, this is when, you know, college, you get that refund check, and you just know you're balling. I mean, after you didn't bought your books, people, make sure you didn't bought your books and your educational supplies instead of heading to the mall. Anyway, so we get your refund check, and I had my money. And I remember the one time I didn't give money, I felt horrible because I don't like seeing homeless people. Maybe it's because I feel bad, but I feel like in America, there's no reason for anybody to be homeless, especially with every program y'all have here, every opportunity y'all have here. I feel like there's no, especially if back home, the homeless level was so much lower. I mean, I'm sure there are people who were homeless, but, you know, there's always people on the street who will help, give you food, give you this, give you that. But in America, it's so rampant. And in Austin, it's like you see all these people, especially on the drag. They're like, they have like whole families. They're like boyfriends and girlfriends and their dog. And everyone used to be like, how do y'all have a dog and y'all are homeless? That's not for me to judge. Maybe they needed a companion. Maybe the dog goes. And I've
right.
seen these people. You give them food. They'll feed their dog first and they'll save what's left
right.
for them.
Exactly.
And one day there's this old man. And I'm like, I love beards. We had this talk. So there was this old man, he had a white beard, and people who don't know me, since I was little, I have this weird obsession with beards. And so, like, Gandalf
yes,
and Dumbledore are my, y'all don't understand. So he had a beard, and he asked me for money. I had $20 in my pocket. I looked this man dead in his eyes and told him, I don't have any money. And I kept walking, and I think halfway to my dorm, I sprained my ankle. I'm not saying this had anything to do with that because I am just mighty clumsy, but nobody can convince me that that was the reason why. That wasn't the reason why I sprained my ankle. And so 3 days later, I was limping to class, and I saw this old man across the street on the other side, and you don't understand the kind of quick limp I did to get to him and tell him how sorry I was. And that day I had money, and he was just looking at me confused. And so I gave him $20, and me and him, we went
into Starbucks, and I let him pick his drinks, and we kept it moving. To me, even if you don't want to give nobody money, the way you can always tell the difference between a real homeless person and somebody who's pretending, say, I don't have cash, but I have a card. I can pay for you for food. You'll notice
right.
There's a lot of people who will give you dirty
right.
looks. Those are not the ones you want to help. Help the ones who are excited. Help the ones who, if you have an extra crate of water in your car and it's the summertime, especially if you live in the South, they will take it. If they don't take it,
yeah,
backwards as
exactly.
hell.
Exactly.
So I think it's just about being smart about the organizing, researching, paying attention, using your God-given common sense. I think that's what you need to do to make sure stuff is real.
Yeah, but still, how can you really, and more so in Second Life, how can you really say if it's real or not? I mean, I know if I got and I said, you know what, I'm doing an event and I'm going to go ahead and I want you guys to give me money for diabetes. I don't have a kiosk, but I want you to entrust that this box I'm putting right here is going to go and everything that you put in here, I'm going to revert to Real Life USAID. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to make sure that the foundation gets it. How do you know? I'm Sugarlicious. Yeah, you know, I'm honest. I'm going to do it. I promise you I'm going to do it. This is what, you know, this is what I do. But how do you know? How do you know the Sugarlicious is not taking that money and paying for her tier or paying for a new clothes
right.
to go to the Greek Awards? How do we know that?
Shout out
we
Greek
don't.
Awards. But I feel like this is my personal opinion once again, so nobody get offended. Please don't. This is no shade, but y'all know it's true. If y'all can believe these little half-ass, monkey-ass stories about, oh, I'm leaving game, I have cancer, I don't know, the doctor said I have 2 more weeks, and the next month you see this mofo online. If y'all believe
right.
these little stories about, oh, I'm pregnant, and I was raped, and the father, and this, and then this person is showing pictures not even days later, and there is no stomach? And then the story goes from I was 8 months pregnant to, oh, I was just a few weeks pregnant. That's an old picture. If y'all can believe all that, you trust me, you can find the faith in your heart. Because like I said, when you give, everybody who's gone to church, gone to the masjid, gone to wherever to worship, that's one thing everybody knows. When you give, you're not giving because you want to solve a problem. You're giving from your heart. You're not giving from your brain. You're not giving because,
right.
oh, I'm being forced to. You give with faith. So you have faith that this is going to go in the right place. If it doesn't, you can take that out, but that's still your blessing. And that's on the other
side.
That's
true.
But I just feel like you need to be wise about where you're diverting your money to. So there's a lot of people who can go around and say, I'm raising this money for diabetes. Yeah, I'm doing this, diabetes. For example, there was a group on IMVU who said they were doing a fundraiser for type 1 diabetes, right? Type 1, not 2.
Right.
These mofos put up a whole YouTube video about how the way you get type 1 diabetes is by overeating and your insulin level drops because you're overeating. And I'm sitting here looking like I could have sworn that has to do with type 2 disease, which, you know, I've only taken nutrition and biology a few times. I might not know what I'm talking about. So they have this whole thing, and they said they're doing a fundraiser.
You're right, but they did a video.
I know
on
I'm
it.
Right. They did a video. I wish I could remember because my mom, I was like, Mommy, do you see this video? And she's like, they're ignorant. But they had the whole fundraiser. They had a video on everything about type 1 diabetes. But y'all say y'all are raising funds for type 1 diabetes. Y'all don't even have proper information, though. So key things like that, if you notice the people have incorrect information, if you notice
right.
they're misspelling names,
exactly.
you might want to watch where you put your money. I don't give a damn if that was a typo. If this is for somebody, you might want to spell check. I'm just saying, because my money won't go to you. Ask everybody who knows me, if you're misspelling shit, I'm not paying attention to you. You're not on my radar.
Well, but what about me? We all know I misspell all the time, and no one really knows the reason I misspell. I think a couple of people know. One
Are you
reason
lazy?
I misspell is because I am lazy, and when I type, I type fast. So I don't correct
That's
it.
Like
That's one.
Stressing.
number two I type, because if anyone ever tries to mock what I say, or try to, because at one point I had someone to try to say that, oh, I had a conversation with Sugar, and this is what she said. Everything was spelled correctly. The person said, that can't possibly be Sugar, because everything is spelled correctly. So, yeah. But
one thing about you, Sugar,
on something that's important, it's going to be spelled right.
It's spelled correctly.
It's going to be spelled right. Auto check
everything
that I have is yes, mm-hmm. Of course. I'm not going to put something out there and just go, oh, it's okay. That's just a typo. No, it's not a typo.
Especially when you're trying to make money.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
If information is wrong and they can't spell, and just ask questions. That's what I do. Everybody knows me. I ask questions. So what do you guys do? What is this for? Where is this going? What do you know about this? When did this get started? Why is this so important to you? What made you decide to do this? That's interesting. Can you tell me more about this? Can you tell me about a case about this? Can you tell me how you can guarantee these people are getting this money? What specific organization is this going to? What city? These people have
right.
events. If you're going there
right.
and they want your money, they're going to answer your questions. If they can't answer your questions, they can't have your money.
Well, I totally
even
agree
if they
with
have
you.
A nice little website telling you this, go there. Go look at it. Make sure it's legit.
Because you can. You can always ask, well, what address are you sending it to? Well, what's this? You can always ask questions. We're going to take a real quick mm-hmm. break. Cause I bet everybody's like, wow, they're really interesting tonight. I'm just kidding. We're going to take a real quick break. We'll be right back.
I'll make music to numb your brain. Maybach music. Drop the wall, baby. Rap, new young love to be in the box. Breezy tonic, fresh like rain. My beat man's cool, he's the freakiest fox. Bang a fox hanging on my coat, rock singing on my chain. And that's how you know I've been hunting the game. Bang, bang, and I hit it with impeccable aim. Bang, bang, and I blow it out. They don't know what's up, if they think for a second that I do it for the fame. Cause I'll make music to numb your brain. No, no, no. I'll make music to numb.
Hello, I am back. It's been an interesting night tonight. I was supposed to have someone to call me about grudges, but she did not call. And then we're supposed to talk about Kinky Boots. Kinky Boots is a play that a good friend of mine who is an excellent writer, he writes about different things and different movies and different plays and stuff. He was supposed to come on and talk about Kinky Boots with us tonight, but he didn't show up either. So my two failed, but of course Rima came and saved my life, and she's been with us. We've been talking about different things like charities and different things in Second Life and homeless people. So we've just been ranting and raving. So let's bring her back on.
Hi, everybody. I'm here.
Let's talk about your business, because I know you got a business going on, and let's talk about your business. Let's talk about that, what you have going.
Well, I have a clothing store, soon to be clothing accessories, and it's called Bomshi, I don't know what you people call me. My name is Bomshi. That's what it is. And it's a clothing store. I make men and female clothes. We are, boosting up on the men's clothes, because so far we just have these really nifty jackets, and I've noticed a lot of people like it. Girls like it, too, so I told them they can wear it, too, because there's no law saying you can't. And I have two stores. I have an outlet at the Lulu Bug Sim, and at the Chaton Sim, I have my main store. And it's two floors. I just had a hunt that finished, but I'm planning on another one in July.
And I have my new line, called The Grown Woman, that drops on Friday. I'm excited. I'm contemplating doing a launch party. I'm still not sure what I want to do with that. But we specialize. We're pretty – our clothing prices are cheap, but our quality is awesome. And one thing about me is I greatly appreciate feedback. I love when people tell me what they want to see. I love when people tell me what they like or dislike. And a lot of people who know me know if there's ever any problem with the clothes, I'm not rude. I have no problem fixing it for you, returning it to you, asking you if you need anything else. And I don't know, my vibe is more, even though people like to believe it's a teen store, it's not a teen store. There is a focus on teens, yes, but anybody can shop there. I have all different types of clothing. My main focus, really, I'm a really bright person, and I'm really proud of my culture. Like I said, I'm Sierra Leonean. For those of you who don't know, that's West African. Woot woot. And so I do a lot of African print, but it's modern African print. So it's not like full-on print that looks like they're about to disappear in the clothes. I also do non-mesh clothes because there's some non-mesh, there's some mesh haters.
Not mesh. That's right. I'm one of them.
Don't say no names. There's mesh haters, and we do appliers. I do customs, and based on what it is, my customs, my prices are between $250 and $500 based on what you want. And the quantity as well. So there's that. And it's going pretty okay. I would like for more people to come around to the dark side and check it out. Well, the pink side, I should say, and check it out. But that's, it's going pretty good. It's going pretty good. I can't complain.
What is the, does the store have a, the name, does the name mean something?
Bomshi. Okay. My middle name is Bomshila. And, no, it's not ghetto. My middle name is a title. It means she who crowns the chief because I told somebody my name Bumpy before, and they told me that that was ghetto. My middle name means she who crowns the chief. I'm from Sierra Leone, but my dad's side of the family is from Magbema Chiefdom, which is in Sierra Leone. And my great-great-grandpa, by far my Tastu, he was a chief. And my grandma was a chief. And my whole family was in politics. Don't ask me how that goes. But I'm Googleable. You can Google my last name and find out. Anyway, but yeah, so that's my middle name. And I'm really proud of my middle name. Well, yeah, but I'm really proud of it because I know a lot of people won't have, well, no one else has that name because no one else has my title. Pow. So that was my nickname when I was younger. My mom used to call me Bumshi. That was when I knew she was nice. When she yelled my name, that's when I knew. The first name, that's when I knew it was a problem. But that's where my name comes
now
from.
You said,
and that's why I do the whole African patterns.
You said you're going to do something on Friday. You have a grand opening. Are you going to do something special on Friday for your grand openings? I know you did it for the other store because I was able to attend. What about this coming Friday?
For this store, I already had the grand opening, but it is, I am contemplating a launch party for my grown woman line, simply, and I'm doing this grown woman line because I really am tired of people believing that, oh, she does teen clothes. I can't shop with her because she only does teen clothes. I do have a lot of teen clothes because when I originally started, I noticed that I get in trouble for a lot of the clothes I wear because, for those who know, my main avatar is 16 and just the sweetest angel you'll ever meet. But she does get in a lot of trouble. So don't choke. So I decided to make clothes for teens, but then to keep myself from being in a box, I decided to spread it out to also doing it for adults. So I do have teen-friendly, adult-friendly, male-friendly, female-friendly clothing. So I don't do anything for furries yet because I don't know how. I just don't. But the grown woman line is definitely something that's, I guess teens can wear it if you just about that life and you're like Rima who just doesn't care about being beat and will twerk for you. But if not, I don't suggest you buy it. But that's, I'm contemplating doing launch parties for that. And it's going to be a lot of hot stuff, stuff that I don't believe I've seen on SL. So I'm really soaked.
I wish I had some some photos of them so that way I could have showed the audience. Because when you go to my, you know, when you go to where you listen to me at, you can see different pictures, and I wish we were able to do that. You might want to give people, do you have any pictures that are on your Facebook?
I have pictures of stuff in my store, but my new lines, I don't like doing the whole coming soon thing simply because, and I will speak very candidly because I'm about that life. A lot of times when I see people do a coming soon, I notice other people all of a sudden bring out the same item.
Yeah.
And that would piss me off.
Yes.
So to avoid that, when it drops, that's when I'll start putting pictures. Till then, I keep it under wraps. I'll drop hints of what it is, but I won't. That's not my thing to do coming soon. Maybe down the line, when I get more well-known, I will, but for now, no.
Right. I have to agree with you on that because I was told I'm actually have a shoe line. Yes, Sugarlicious is doing shoe lines. They're going to be called Shoelicious. I was actually really lucky to have Yummy Brinkley, who is the creator of Yum. She actually taught a class for, you know, to teach you how to do shoes. So I did a cute little shoe, Hello Kitty shoe. And someone told me you shouldn't have put that shoe out because someone's going to more than likely steal it. I'm thinking, man, nobody would really do that. Not the shoe, but the look of the shoe.
Extra.
So a couple of days ago, I saw the shoe. It wasn't just like my shoe, but it was similar. And I was like, for real? And it was on my Facebook feed. And I started to say something. I'm like, no, because we all can have the same, maybe, you know, the same idea. But I'm thinking, they like my shoe, too. So, But
I mean, we all know big bank takes little bank, and I know I'm a little bank, so I'm just not going to put myself out there.
I don't blame you. That coming soon, you're absolutely right. I never thought about it, but I was all excited and gassed up and proud of the shoe and proud of the handbag, and I wanted to show it off and go, this is what's coming, because my sister was like, oh, that's, you know, I'm really proud of you, and I'm thinking, oh, yeah. And then I thought, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Maybe I should have just waited so they were ready and ready to be boxed, ready to be put up, and then I should have done it. But I am a big procrastinator. I will do something. I've got a line of 20 shoes sitting around, and I have not done shit. But just make the shoe,
high five,
and that's
now that
it.
I know, I'm going to force you to finish them.
I'm a procrastinator. It took me how long to do? It took me how long to do? Come back to doing my talk show. I think it took me, almost a year to come back doing this, and it took me almost a year and a half to finally decide to do a show in SL, a live show, and I still haven't done that. That's supposed to be done next week. So, yeah.
So,
and
wait, my first show to you is, if you start doing shoes, go ahead.
I wanted to let everybody know that next week we will have a show on Friday, a live show in Second Life. Those who don't play Second Life, that's your misfortune. You need to bring your ass in, make an avatar. It doesn't cost anything, like I've always told you. But we will have a show, and the show will be on the 14th. And Miss Rima, along with the lovely ladies of High Society, should be at the show. So I'm really, really happy about that and excited. I'm going to be trying to bring you out a special singer. So hopefully that will work out, too, so we'll have some live entertainment as well. And what were you going to say, Rima?
Oh, I was going to say, talking about your shoes, one, now that I know you procrastinate, I intend to get on your ass. And two, I was going to say, back home we have this proverb where we say if your yams are white, you cover them. So a lot of people, to me, on SL, I understand the pride when you make something, or even in real life, period. Because I remember I used to get excited when I'd make A's. And, you know, people, you assume so-and-so is your friend, this person's your friend. You assume everybody that's in your circle is happy for you and not envious of you. And that's not always the case. So in real life as well as SL, when you make something, as excited as you are, you pick and choose the people you show the items to. Like, Sugar, after I'm done with this, I can get on Join Me and show you what I've been working on. But You should watch this whole you posting it on Facebook. You don't know who sees your stuff. You don't know who's bigger
right.
than you. And sad to say, but the bigger you are, the less likely it
mm-hmm.
is that the
mm-hmm.
stuff is your idea. There's a lot of people who make their own stuff and do their own thing, and I'm very impressed by all their stuff because I just think that their stuff is amazing, but there's a lot of people who don't. And so that's why you keep your stuff to yourself. Don't follow the trend of, I'm going to show people my stuff so they can come. No, they'll come as soon as they see it on other people or when you put up the adverts when they're out.
True.
But make sure you put out your adverts when it's out and not sooner unless you're big enough to do so.
And I am not big enough to do so, let me tell you right now.
High five.
I don't even have a store. I don't even have a
That's
store.
Okay. We're
gonna you know, like I said, so yeah. Yes, it's going to not happen again. I'm going to definitely listen to what she's saying because, and I'm going to talk about copywriting, not tonight, of course, because we're almost done, but I'm going to talk about copywriting probably in the next maybe couple of weeks. And for those who have been affected by it, by their, you know, their clothing being stolen and so forth, I definitely want to have them on the show because that is a topic in SL. I can't stand that. Copybotting and copywriting, I can't stand that. It's actually copybotting. I apologize. I mispronounced. It's actually copybotting. I hate that. I hate it. So those who are
but
listening tonight and would like to be a part of that, say again, sweetie.
They go hand in hand. But so you said it right.
Yeah. So I really want to discuss that. That's like a big major issue in Second Life. But my fans, I'm gonna say fans who are in real life who listen to me always question the Second Life thing. If I don't talk about something real life, they always question it. They always want to possibly come into the game and play. This is your opportunity. It's a free account.
Come play.
If you want to, you know, you can come. You can actually meet Rima. You can actually read, like I told you, the new Gamma Row Girls that you heard. You can actually have a lot of fun. I know you guys have lives. I understand that. But it is fun. It really is. And it's safe.
Lives.
You don't have to go out and worry about going to the club and getting shot up or finding your husband in a, you know, compromised position or your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly. You know, you have to have your purse stolen. It doesn't cost any money. You don't have to worry about putting gas in your car. Yeah, that's my plug for Second Life. It's fun.
Yay.
Do it. Listen to Rima. She has a business. And a lot of people have businesses in game that they can actually turn those businesses around to real-life cash. I'm sure people would like to have real-life cash. Yeah.
I'm sure you would.
That's money. We have 2 minutes and 17, counting down 15 seconds. Rima, it was a pleasure having you on the show, sweetie. Thank you so much for calling in. You actually saved
Thank
my ass.
You.
I had no topic again tonight. I don't know why I'm doing no
you're
topics for some reason.
Because you're procrastinating,
I,
you're being lazy, and you need to stop.
See, she knows me already. This is my girl right here. She knows I am a big procrastinator. I can admit that. I'm big enough
and
to
I'm telling
that.
Y'all, it's not like
yeah.
she's doing nothing. She's not doing anything. She's just not doing work. She's not busy. She likes messing with people and insulting people and ignoring people and getting on Facebook. She's not busy. She just doesn't want to. Y'all need to fuss at her because she's just
wow,
being lazy.
Wow, for real?
I thought I'd help you out.
She has never been told more than tonight. She knows. I mean, she knows. Again, everybody, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting me, and I'm really happy to be back. This is definitely my element. For those who want to be on the show, let me know. Hit me up at sugarliciousme@yahoo.com, and let me know if you'd like to be on the show, if you got something interesting to talk about, and if you're fun. You have to be fun. You can't be on the show and be a stuck-up ass because it's not going to work. I will kick your ass off in a fucking heartbeat. Anyway, love you all. Night, Rima. We'll talk to you on Facebook. Everybody, have
all right,
a
bye-bye.
Good night. We'll be right back.